We welcome to the program Gary Schutte, who is running for Jackson County Sheriff. Gary, delighted to have you.
Thank you, Greg.
In the building. Before we talk about you a little bit, let's talk about the lawsuit at the Sheriff's Department. I'm sure a lot of people equate you to that lawsuit, and that's not you.
That's correct. It's not. It's actually my cousin, Tom. He was the lieutenant in charge of patrol at the Sheriff's Department, and it involves him and Sheriff Rand.
So let's get that out there.
I appreciate
right
that.
Away. Gary, talk about you have extensive experience and background in law enforcement.
Yes, sir. I started at the Jackson Police Department actually in 1989 as a part-time temporary parking checker. Police jobs were a little difficult to come by back then, and that was a foot in the door. I moved on to cadet and then eventually became a police officer in 1991 at the age of 20. I went through patrol for a couple of years, went into a vice unit. It was known as the CRAC unit at the time, which is an acronym, stands for Concentrated Response Against Crime. I worked through that, did undercover work, informant control, forfeiture, assets, things of that nature. Moved on, went back into patrol after I cycled out of the crack unit, and then worked in a community officer's position for about a year, year and a half, until I had an opportunity present itself to me for the Detective Bureau. And I took the test, came out number one, I was promoted to detective. And because of my background in drugs and gang investigations, I was kind of placed into an area where that was where I was utilized the most. Ultimately was assigned to a task force with the Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, or ATF. And I worked in there exclusively for 4 years. I was a violent crimes-related task force. President Bush at the time had implemented a Project Safe Neighborhoods. And then I worked on it part-time for another 4 years before cycling out of it altogether. And then I finished my career as a detective with the police department.
So you retired. Then you went into law.
That's correct. I started shortly after I got out of ATF. There was some uncertainty as to the economy and what was going on. There was some talk about back then of even disbanding the police department, contracting with the sheriff's department, and frankly that frightened me, and I thought I needed to have a better plan moving forward. Time I had 4 young kids in school, a mortgage, and so I decided I would go to law school. And I did, and it worked out pretty good. I finished law school just a month or two after retiring from the police department. Took the bar in 2017, passed it, and I've been an attorney ever since.
So, Gary, what's your motivating factor to get back into this again?
See, police work has always been my number one passion, and frankly, I enjoy helping people. The money is a lot better being an attorney. I'm not going to deny that. However, there's something to be said about the satisfaction that you get from helping people in police work. It's second to none, and money can't buy that. And
so it's not about the money?
No, it absolutely is not. It's about getting out there and being involved in the community and helping the officers of today do the things that I know they're capable of doing, and effectuating change in our community for the better.
Well, you went right up the ladder at JPD. You served in every aspect. How does that prepare you? And what's the difference, I guess, between Jackson Police, Jackson County Sheriff?
Well, in terms of patrol operations, there's not a whole lot of difference. But the difference is overall, overarching, are that the Sheriff's Department has really two different departments inside of it. It has the Corrections Agency, and it has the Patrol Services. There's a lot of other statutory requirements that the sheriff has that a police chief doesn't have. For instance, serving warrants, civil warrants, things of that nature. But the preparation that I received going through the ranks at the Jackson Police Department, I think, has been invaluable for me. I've seen the perspective of the very smallest entry-level employee at a part-time temporary position, all the way into what I consider to be a pretty prestigious position of detective. And it's given me a tremendous background and understanding of how the operations of the police department works, and an appreciation for all the employees that work there.
You might have partially answered this, but I'll ask everybody that I talked to this week, what separates you, Gary, from the other candidates?
I think there are a number of factors that separate me. My experience is broad, but it's also very deep. What I worked on at the police department were very complex criminal organization investigations, many homicide-related investigations. There's no other candidate that's got anywhere near the experience that I have in those types of fields. And why that's important is it has allowed me to have an insight as to how these investigations need to be done. So, for instance, if this should happen and I am a supervisor, I know the resources that the detectives or the deputies are going to need before they're even going to know they need them. So that's a huge and valuable portion of it. The other aspect of it is I have education that, frankly, can't be compared to any other candidate. I think most of the candidates have little to no education. I have a bachelor's degree in business, and I also have a law degree, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Administratively speaking, those kinds of aspects are my bailiwick. Deadlines, statistics, forming an understanding of policy and presenting that to employees is just something that I'm very accustomed to doing. And the Sheriff's Department is a huge agency, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
There's approximately 107 employees there. It's not a small township-run department, and frankly, it's much larger even than the city police department where I came from. So I think it requires the diversity of being able to understand how the operations of policy and procedure work and how they go hand-in-hand in law, how that all blends together. And I believe that I'm the only one that has a full grasp on how that all makes sense.
Another ring to throw in the fire is the budget, and I'm predicting the budget will be very tight.
Yes, I believe you're right. And one of the things that I don't think has been discussed too much is that the sheriff's millage is going to be coming up, I believe, in another year. And that was the millage that actually established the Channer Road Jail. That's going to have to be renewed. So there's things like that that are going to have to be spoken about.
Big issues.
Very big issues in the very near future. So.
Gary, what are your thoughts on current events right now? Police agencies probably getting the least amount of support from the general public than they've ever gotten before, and there's been a lot of controversy.
That's correct. You know, throughout my career, I saw the highs and the lows of the police departments. You know, for instance, in the early 90s, we had the Rodney King incident that occurred in Los Angeles, and there was a lot of uproar about that. Really probably the first of its kind, if I'm not mistaken, that included a video of an actual beating of a black man. And then things were downhill for police for a little while at the beginning of my career. Then, of course, 9/11 occurred, and police were the heroes again. So we've seen these cycles occur as time has gone along, and that's just during my short career, 25 years as a police officer. And I know that it stretches backwards as well into the 60s and so forth. So I see this as another circumstance where police are just going to have to adjust to the times, and I think that they will. There are certain things that need to be changed, and they will be changed throughout the country, and I believe that we'll be better off for it in the end. The talk of defunding police, I just would like to say, the talk of defunding police, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. You absolutely need police officers out there. They're the line between chaos and serenity.
Talk about culture. We hear the culture of the current department is there. How would you affect that?
So the first thing that I would do is I would reach out to community leaders, and I've done this already, but I would reach out to community leaders, and I would take a seat at the table with them and discuss the issues that they have. For instance, when I was in community policing, we would have meetings with the community. And one of the things that always puzzled me and kind of went against the grain of community policing was the fact that we sat on opposite sides of the table with the community. We should be sitting next to one another rather than sitting on the opposite side of the table. And I think having a dialogue sitting next to one another, not only is it symbolic, but it's also very important because you open up a little bit more to the person that's right with you rather than the person that's sitting against you or sitting across from you. It's almost an opposition type of setting. So I would change that. Those things are what I believe are most important. So it has to come from the top, and it has to be a leadership position. Now, in addition to that, I'm going to be out on patrol. I'm not going to be able to do it every day, but I'm going to do it at least once a month. I'm going to be in uniform, and I'm going to be working midnights. I'm going to be working days. I'm going to be working in the jail, and I'm going to see the interactions that the deputies have with people. I'm going to adjust policy appropriately to those interactions. I'm going to have an open door policy with the deputies, and I'm going to have an open door policy with the public. And any complaints that should come in, I'm going to investigate thoroughly, and there's going to be transparency not only for the public to see it, but also for the public to get feedback on it.
I know all the candidates certainly have been asked about diversity. How important is diversity?
Well, diversity is extraordinarily important. I think folks deserve to be policed by people that they're comfortable with. And here in Jackson, we have about an 87% white population, about an 8% black population, and then the rest are a mixture of different ethnicities. I believe that the sheriff's department should reflect those percentages. Currently, right now, they don't, sadly. And I have a plan to fix that. I got some ideas of implementing.
I don't think the sheriff's department, I'm not blaming anybody, but could ever be described, and I've been around for a long time, as diverse. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yes. But I have a plan to fix that. And my plan includes the cadet program. That's how I became a police officer with the Jackson Police Department. And one of the problems that the Sheriff's Department has right now is when they do get a quality employee, they come in and they stay for a very short amount of time, and then they move on. Often that's because that employee is plucked from a different community. So they come here and they get their field training out of the way, and then they move to their home, wherever that may be, and we're left without that particular employee, and it's a revolving door. The cadet program instills loyalty in an employee because you're providing them with an education, you're providing them with background, and I know it certainly had a huge effect on me and many of my close friends at the police department to stay there and stay at the police department and make it better. So that's part of my plan on how to introduce diversity into the ranks. And the reason why it does is because it allows for folks who may not otherwise have the opportunities to go to college, be able to afford it. It allows them to come in and be able to pursue that and work a 40-hour-a-week job. It's a fantastic way of doing business.
Well, you talk about training. Do we have enough training for our deputies? Do they need more training?
So right now in Jackson County, we're part of a consortium of training where different departments in the area are participating in what is known as the state mandated training. Now, when the Jackson Police Department had training for its officers, we had it once per month. The consortium training isn't quite that regular. Mm-hmm. I would like to introduce additional training along with it. One of the trainings that I believe that is needed, not just at the Jackson Sheriff's Office, but throughout the county, is a cultural connections training. It's something that I was a part of multiple times at the Jackson Police Department, and it really, really made a huge difference and a big impact, I believe, on the Jackson officers.
Gary Schutte with us, who is running for Jackson County Sheriff. Gary, if you get elected, is there a big change that you would be looking to make right away or looking into?
So the command structure at the police, or excuse me, at the Sheriff's Department is going to be changed. The undersheriff will be changed. And within very short order, the captains, there's a patrol captain and a corrections captain, are going to be eligible for retirement. I believe both of them are eligible in April of next year. So that's going to have to be changed as well. I'm not opposed to looking at inside ranks of the sheriff's office. I think there's some very fine employees that could fill those positions. But I'm also not opposed to looking outside and making a determination as to whether or not that culture needs to be changed as well. So there's some things to look at there. I haven't made up my mind 100% on it, but I certainly do think that all the upper echelon this time next year will be changed.
What would be your biggest challenge if you were elected, Gary?
First and foremost, I think the biggest challenge is going to be the morale with the deputies. I think their morale is low for a number of different reasons, and I want to address that. I want to assure them that I will support them in their endeavors and that I will help them learn and become better deputies to serve the community. In terms of the community, I think probably the largest challenge is to instill trust. I think it's been shattered here with recent events. And I think it's important to really grab a hold of that and ensure everyone that the Sheriff's Department is out here for everybody in this community.
What talk a little bit about gun violence. There's so much of it, even around here. Is there anything a sheriff can do to address that?
Yes, absolutely. So when I worked with ATF, that was what I worked in, was violent crimes and gun violence. It was a huge part of my investigations. In fact, it was probably 95% of my investigations. So the biggest problem that we have as a law enforcement community is the utilization of information. The sheriff needs to be the hub or the center of all of that information. Quite frankly, that's because of the jail. And if we were able to utilize jail information a little bit more appropriately and capture it so investigators could see it, then crime is going to go down as a result. So what I mean by that is it's intelligence-based policing, and it requires investigators to, and I'm talking about investigators in the jail, to get information from inmates about their associations and where they live, what they're doing, and who they're with, and that information can be utilized to try and predict and make a determination as to who's involved in other violent crimes as they occur. It's a tool that I used when I was part of ATF and doing several criminal enterprise investigations, and it was invaluable. And largely, we aren't looking at that right now, and unfortunately, I think our answer to the violent crime has been more reactionary. We have a lot of shootings, so we're going to go out and flood the area with police officers, and we're going to stop people we believe to be involved. And that there, it becomes the rub with the African American community, because you're seemingly stopping people for no reason.
Right.
So if you have intelligence-based policing and you're looking at these things through the scope of a telescope, I should say, and then you're going through different phases and different steps of an investigation to make a determination as to who may be involved in different behavior, you really got your finger on the pulse, and you can stop it before it starts. So in 2001, we implemented this type of procedure, and we had a murder-free year. And we really set murders and gun violence on its heels throughout the early 2000s as a result of all of that when I was working in ATF. I want to go back to that type of intelligence gathering and intelligence-based policing and be able to provide that for all the area departments. I think it'll make a huge impact on violent crime.
Gary, was there a key role model as you were coming up through JPD?
There were a couple. One of the biggest role models was Kent Maurer. He was the captain when I started. He was promoted to chief of police in an acting role for a couple of years. I consider him to be a chief. He took over as a deputy chief of police and then retired. He was huge for me, provided me with tremendous insight and advice throughout my career. My uncle, Dean Schutte, was a huge role model for me. He was a police officer and detective as well. And my father, he was also Keith Schutte, was a constable out in Hanover. So I kind of got everything. I got the big city flair, and I've got the small town flair as well.
Just a final word, Gary. Why should people vote for you?
I believe I'm the candidate that has the most tools than any other candidate. I can affect change. I'm not part of a network of good old boys who is going to look out for one another. I'm going to make sure that things are done and they're done right. I have a reputation for doing that. I have a reputation for to digging into things and making sure that things are appropriate. My leadership has been backed by the Deputies Association. They're endorsing me as their choice for a candidate. The Road Deputies Association, the Road Sergeants Association here at the Jackson Sheriff's Department also endorses my candidacy. And the Corrections Deputies also endorse my candidacy. So I have the backing of the Sheriff's Department already. They believe in me. They believe in my leadership. And I think that speaks volumes.
Good luck on August 4th.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Gary Schutte, a candidate for Jackson County Sheriff.